the man who walketh not astray in counsel of ungodly men, nor stands in sinners' way, nor sitteth in the scorner's chair, but placeth his delight upon God's law and meditates on his law day and night. He shall be like a tree that grows set by the water's side, which in its season yields its fruit, and green its leaves abide. And all he does shall prosper well, the wicked are not so, but are like chaff which by the wind is driven to and fro. In judgment therefore shall not stand such as ungodly are, nor in the assembly of the just shall wicked men appear. Because the way of godly men is to Jehovah known, whereas the way of wicked men shall quite be overthrown.
That's another Psalm 1.
How blessed the man who does not walk where wicked men would guide his feet, nor stands in paths with sinful men, nor sits upon the scorner's seat. Jehovah's law is his delight, his meditation day and night. He shall be like a growing tree implanted by the water side, which in its season bears its fruit, and has a leaf that does not fade. In all that may his hands employ, he shall prosperity enjoy. Not so the wicked, they are all like chaff the wind will drive away. They shall not in the judgment stand, nor sinners with the righteous stay. The Lord the way of just men knows, the wicked to destruction goes.
That's Psalm 2.
Why do heathen nations rage? Why do peoples folly mind? Kings of earth in plots engaged, rulers are in league combined. Then against Jehovah high, and against Messiah's sway, let us break their bands, they cry, let us cast their cords away. But the Lord will scorn them all, he will laugh who sits on high. Then his wrath will on them fall, sore displeased he will reply. Yet according to my will, I have set my king to reign, and on Zion's holy hill, my anointed I'll maintain. His decree I will make known, unto me the Lord did say, thou art my beloved Son, I've begotten thee this day. Ask of me and thee I'll make heir to earth and nations all, them with iron thou shalt break, dashing them in pieces small. Therefore, kings, be wise, give ear, hearken, judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with godly fear, mingle trembling with your mirth. Kiss the Son, his wrath to turn, lest ye perish in the way, for his anger soon will burn. Blessed are all that on him stay.
This is Psalm 3.
O Lord, how are my foes increased? Against me many rise. How many say in vain for help? He on his God relies. You are my shield and glory, Lord. You lifted up my head. I cried out, Lord, and from his hill to me his answer sped. I lay down, slept, and woke again. The Lord is keeping me. I will not fear 10,000 men entrenched surrounding me. Arise, O Lord, save me, my God. You punish all my foes. You smite the face of wicked men. Their teeth break with your blows. Deliverance is from the Lord. Salvation his alone. Oh, let your blessing evermore be on your people shown.
Give
thou an answer when I call, God of my righteousness. Have mercy, hear my prayer. Thou hast enlarged me in distress. Enlarge me in distress. How long will ye, O sons of men, your empty follies prize? How long, my glory, turn to shame? How long seek after lies? How long seek after lies? But know that for himself the Lord the godly man doth choose. The Lord, when I upon him call, to hear will not refuse. To hear will not refuse. Oh, stand in awe and see that ye from every sin depart. And even on your bed commune in silence with your heart. In silence with your heart. Bring offerings of righteousness. Your sacrifice is just. Seek ye the Lord with confidence, and in him put your trust. And in him put your trust. which many say. But of thy countenance the light, Lord, lift on us, for I, Lord, lift on us, for I. Within my heart bestowed by thee, more gladness I have found than they, then when corn and wine did most with them abound, did most with them abound. I will both lay me down in peace, and quiet sleep will take, because thou only me to dwell in safety, Lord, dost make. In safety, Lord, dost make.
Psalm 5.
O Jehovah, hear my words, to my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God, for I make my prayer to thee. With the morning light, O Lord, thou shalt hear my voice and cry. In the morn my prayer arrange, and keep constant watch will I. Truly thou art not a God that in sin doth take delight. Evil shall not dwell with thee, nor the proud stand in thy sight. Evil doers thou dost hate, liars thou wilt bring to naught. God abhors the man who loves deed of blood or lying thought. But in thine abundant grace, to thy house will I repair, looking to thy holy place, in thy fear I'll worship there. Since, O Lord, mine enemies for my soul do lie in wait, lead me in thy righteousness, make thy way before me straight. For they flatter with their tongue, in their mouth no truth is found. Like an open grave their throat, all their thoughts with sin abound. Hold them guilty, O my God, them for all their sins expel. Let them fall by their own craft, for against thee they rebel. But let all that trust thy care ever glad and joyful be. Let them joy who love thy name, for they guarded are by thee. And a blessing rich, O Lord, to the righteous thou wilt yield. Thou wilt compass him about with thy favor as a shield.
Psalm 5 again, different version.
O Jehovah, hear my words, to my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God, for I make my prayer to thee. With the morning light, O Lord, thou shalt hear my voice and cry. In the morn my prayer arrange, and keep constant watch will I. Truly thou art not a God that in sin doth take delight. Evil shall not dwell with thee, nor the proud stand in thy sight. Evil doers thou dost hate, Liars thou wilt bring to naught. God abhors the man who loves deed of blood or lying thought. But in thine abundant grace, to thy house will I repair, looking to thy holy place. In thy fear I'll worship there, since, O Lord, mine enemies for my soul do lie in wait. Lead me in thy righteousness, make thy way before me straight. For they flatter with their tongue, in their mouth no truth is found. Like an open grave their throat, all their thoughts with sin abound. Hold them guilty, O my God, them for all their sins expel. Let them fall by their own craft, for against thee they rebel. But let all that trust thy care ever glad and joyful be. Let them joy who love thy name, for they guarded are by thee. And a blessing rich, O Lord, to the righteous thou wilt yield. Thou wilt compass him about with thy favor as a shield.
Psalm 6.
In anger, Lord, rebuke me not, nor judgment in your wrath decide. My weakness pity, Lord, and heal, for in my bones I'm terrified. My soul is greatly terrified. O Lord, and yet how long you take? Return, O Lord, and free my soul, and save me for your mercy's sake. For none in death remembers you, or there your memory shall keep. And who can give you praises then, within the region of the deep? My groaning ever wearies me, through every night till morn appears. My grieving makes my bed to swim, and waters all my cot with tears. Because of all my enemies, this bitter grief consumes my eyes. Then let all evil men depart. The Lord has heard my weeping cries. The Lord my supplication hears. The Lord has brought my prayers to mind. My foes shall be ashamed and vexed, and sudden shame they all will find.
It's a Psalm 7, Part 8.
O Lord my God, in you I refuge take. O save me from all those who me pursue, lest he should like a lion tear my soul, and drag me off with none to rescue me. O Lord my God, if wrong is in my hands, If I did evil to my friend or foe, let my pursuer overtake me now, and trample in the dust my life, my soul. Arise, O Lord, in anger lift yourself against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me, your judgment you have set. Let peoples in assembly compass you. In triumph over them return on high. The Lord now sits to judge the peoples all. Oh, vindicate me, Lord, in righteousness, according to integrity in me. Oh, let the evil of the wicked cease, but every righteous one establish firm. For you it is who tries the minds and hearts. Oh, righteous God, you are the judge of men.
This is Psalm 7, Part B. My shield and my defense is found with God, for he it is who saves a right in heart. A righteous judge, God judges righteously, and God is filled with anger every day. If one does not repent, God whets his sword. He has his bow already strung and bent. He has prepared his instruments of death. He makes his arrows fiery, deadly shafts. See how the wicked evil thoughts conceive, is pregnant with ill will and brings forth lies. He digs a pit but stumbles in himself. On his own head his plotted malice falls. I will give thanks to him who is the Lord, according to perfect righteousness, and I will sing with songs forevermore the name of him who is the Lord Most High. Psalm 8.
O Lord, our Lord, in all the earth, how excellent thy name! Thou hast thy glory spread afar upon the starry frame. From mouths of sucklings and of babes, thou hast the strength ordained that adversaries should be still and vengeful foes restrain. When I regard the heavens above which thine own fingers framed, and look upon the moon and stars which were by thee ordained. Oh, what is man that thou dost him within thy thought retain? Or what the son of man that thou to visit him dost deign? Or thou a little lower hast him than the angels made, a crown of glory and renown hast placed upon his head. Thou mayst him, Lord, of all thy works beneath
flocks and herds of beasts and birds and fishes of the sea. And whatsoever living thing the paths of oceans claim, O Lord, our Lord, in all the earth, how excellent thy name.
Another version of Psalm 8.
Lord, our Lord, in all the earth, how excellent your name. You above the heavens have set the splendor of your fame. From the mouths of infants young, you the power of praise compose. In the face of enemies to stop avenging foes. When I view the skies above which your own fingers made, when I see the moon and stars which you in order laid, what is man so frail and weak that you should remember him? What can be the Son of Man that you should care for him? Next to God you have made man with light and honor crowned. You placed him above your works, beneath him all is found. Oxen, sheep, and all wild beasts, birds and fish the oceans claim. Lord, our Lord, in all the earth, how excellent your name.
Psalm 9a.
I now will give wholehearted thanks to the Lord and all of your marvelous works will record. In you will be glad and exultingly cry and praise to your name will I sing, O Most High. When backward my foes were all turned in despair, they stumbled and perished because you were there. For you have defended my judgment and cause. You sat in just judgment, upholding your laws. You chided the nations the wicked destroyed. Their names you erased and forever made void. The foe is consumed, is completely erased. Their cities destroyed and their memory effaced. The Lord will eternally sit on his throne, establishing it for his judgment alone. In righteousness he'll judge the world from his seat. And unto all people shall equity meet. The Lord is a stronghold, a lofty strong tower, for all the oppressed in their troubles dark hour. Those knowing your name, Lord, trust you for your grace. You have not forsaken those seeking your face.
It's 9B. Sing praise
to the Lord who in Zion does dwell. Among all the peoples his great doings tell. When blood he avenges, his memory is clear. The cry of the poor never fades from his ear. Lord, see what I suffer from malice and hate. Have mercy, oh, lift me away from death's gate, that I with the daughter of Zion may voice your praises and in your salvation rejoice. The nations are sunk in the pit they prepared. Their foot in the net which they hid is ensnared. The Lord by his judgment has made himself known. He by their own works has the wicked o'erthrown. The wicked to death's dark abode shall be brought, and all of the nations who God hath forgotten no longer the cause of the weak, nor perish forever the hope of the meek. Rise, Lord, that mere man may not make himself strong. Let nations be judged in your presence for wrong. Strike terror within them, O Lord, always then. Let nations know truly that they are mere men.
Psalm 10a.
Why do you stand so far away, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself in troublous times? In arrogance the wicked trap the poor. Let them be caught in schemes they have devised. The wicked boasts about his heart's desires. The covetous renounces, spurns the Lord. In pride the wicked sees no need to see. In all his thoughts he says there is no God. He's self-assured, your judgment's far from him. At all his foes he only puffs in scorn. In heart he thinks, I never shall be moved. Through ages all no evil shall I meet. His mouth is filled with oaths and lies and threats. Beneath his tongue are evil thoughts and deeds. He sits in ambush mid the village homes. The innocent he murders secretly. In stealth he watches for some hapless ones. He, like a lion, crouches in his den. He hides himself that he may seize the poor. To seize the poor, he traps him in his net. The hapless one he crushes, tramples down. When he has made him fall beneath his might, in heart he thinks God has forgotten this. He hid his face so he will never see.
Psalm 10b. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand. Forget not those who have afflicted men. Why does the wicked proudly scoff at God and say in heart he'll never take account? You see, you note disorder and distress, that you may take it all into your hands. The hapless may commit himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Oh, break the wicked evildoer's arm. Seek out his wickedness till you find none. The Lord is King through all eternity. The heathen nations perish from his land. You hear, O Lord, the longing of the meek. Their heart you strengthen, you incline your ear. Do justice to oppressed and fatherless, that man of earth may terrify no more.
Psalm 11.
My trust is in the Lord. How can you say to me, now like a bird from peril haste and to your mountain flee? The wicked bend the bow with arrow fixed for flight, stealthily in darkness go the true in heart to smite. Foundations are destroyed. What can the righteous try? The Lord is in his holy place. The Lord's throne is on high. His eyes will surely see, his eyelids try men's sons. The Lord tries just and wicked men, his soul hates cruel ones. Upon all wicked men, he'll rain entangling snares. Brimstone and fire and burning wind he for their cup prepares. For righteous is the Lord, and he loves righteousness. And everyone who upright is will see his gracious face.
Psalm 12.
O thou Jehovah, grant us help, because the godly cease, and from among the sons of men the faithful now decrease, and to his neighbor everyone doth
false lips, tongues that speak proudly thus. Will with our tongue prevail our lips, are ours whose Lord o'er us. Because the poor are sorely pressed, because the needy sighs, to give the safety they desire, the Lord says, I'll arise. Jehovah's words are words most pure, they are like silver tried in earth and furnace 7 times that has been purified. For thou shalt them preserve and keep forever from this race. On every side the wicked walk with vile men high in place.
It's another version of Psalm 12.
Help, Lord, because the godly man now ceases. The faithful vanish from the sons of men. They empty falsehood speak to one another. With flattering lips and double heart they speak. Oh, may the Lord cut off all lips that flatter, and every boasting tongue that speaks great things. Those who have said, with our tongue we will conquer, our lips are ours, who is the Lord o'er us. Because of deep distress of the afflicted, because of all the groaning of the